episode 87 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Gabe Philbin.
Hello.
And Dylan Roush.
Goodbye.
All right, and that's been episode 87. Thank you for joining us. Goodbye.
Pretty much.
That's all we have to talk about.
We should
really
just publish that.
To be honest.
Well, that's episode 87. Hi. See ya. Bye.
Oh, man. I wish we talked about all those movies on here. That was fun.
Oh, my God. We can continue to talk, but we got to talk about video games first.
Yeah, we got to get some stupid...
So, Javi, how do you feel about the new Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore movie coming out in 2014?
51 First Dates?
Is it 300 First Dates?
No, it's called
Blended.
I already
made that joke.
What? It's called what?
Blended.
Blended.
It's gonna be like shit blended together.
Is it The Blending Singer?
I don't know, but I'm gonna kill myself.
Kill me.
Ah! No, seriously. That movie's gonna be fucking awful. I don't wanna watch it. I don't wanna know it exists. It's almost as bad looking as that Wolverine movie.
What Wolverine movie?
The Wolverine, coming out in 2013.
Starring Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman off.
And that's it.
For some reason, they didn't film the train sequence on top of an actual train.
No, they filmed it, like, on a green mat in the middle of a warehouse.
They
filmed it in a yoga studio.
It reminds me of when I first saw the trailer for X-Men Origins Wolverine, and it had that shot with him on the helicopter that looked so terrible, and I was like, no, well, that's gotta be just, you know, an unfinished effect. That's gotta be just the trailer.
No!
They didn't have time. No, that's how it looks in the movie.
Oh my God. The first time me and Javi saw that movie was an unreleased. It was before the movie actually came out in theaters.
A friend of, that was Mark Jones, former host of the Game Over podcast.
And we got a copy of the movie before all the special effects were in it.
Oh yeah!
No, you didn't. You did not.
Well, we didn't download it. We just watched it. So fuck it. We saw it. Fox, come at me, bro.
It was amazing. The movie was better without special effects because we didn't know why shit was getting cut.
Oh my God, that was the funniest fucking thing. I mean, you know what, Fox? You should have released that because that's more entertaining than the piece of shit.
It was better than the actual movie was.
Yeah. Holy crap. Like, there's like parts where he'd like flinch his hands to like get his claws out, but they didn't put the effect in, so it's just and then nothing.
Like, why did they use CGI claws?
I don't know, they look so bad.
Oh my God, it was amazing. And like the helicopter blowing up was just like blocks of gray coming at us.
That was the coolest.
Anyways, this new one looks fucking terrible. That train sequence, who wants to bet? They put a green sheet on the ground, had Hugh Jackman lay down on it, and then they dragged the sheet across the room.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. But video games, right?
Yeah. Those exist.
I guess let's talk about the Batman Arkham Origins game, which is apparently coming out this year.
Who is making it? It's not Rocksteady.
I forgot. I've been kind of following this thing. I'm actually pretty excited for it.
Let's see. Warner Brothers Games. Mm. Montreal.
Okay.
Have they done anything notable before?
I'm trying to find that.
Fifth Rear?
No. They did Fifth Rear?
I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
No, they haven't done anything notable.
Sweet. So you know it's good.
I'm trying to find something notable, and I'm just... It's
from what I understand, Rocksteady just gave them all their assets so they can work with that and tweak it as they want, as they wish.
Okay.
I actually really, really, really like how Batman looks, except for his forearms again. They're ridiculous. But otherwise, like, he doesn't look as fat and old as he did in Arkham Asylum.
Because it's him just putting on the cowl.
Well, it's him when it's just starting.
Yeah. My question is, why is that? I mean, I like the idea. I like the story of year one, where he was just putting on the cowl and everything. But why does it have to be a prequel? Is it because they're like, oh, Joker's dead. We gotta go back, otherwise we won't have a villain.
I don't think it's not gonna be about the Joker. It's gonna be about the Black Masks or Black Mask.
Oh, okay. I like the Black Mask. That is a fantastic villain. I can see myself liking this game now.
Cool. That was
however. Well, I was worried. I was like, are they going to go back in time just so they can have the Joker as the main villain because no one has any creativity and they always need the Joker as the main villain?
Well, Mark Hamill said that, like, that's the last time he's going to play the Joker, I guess. Or I don't know if he was just referring to the fact that they killed the Joker in that or if he's just saying that he's hanging up his hat. I don't know,
but I'm happy. I like Black Mask. My excitement level has gone up dramatically. Except the fact that they don't got fucking
Kevin Conroy.
Yeah.
That's really weird to me too, because like it's not like he's done playing Batman. He just did it for Injustice, you know.
He is Batman.
I know, but like, you know, it's not like he's like, okay, I don't want to be Batman. It's not like he's turning down roles to play Batman, so they must have decided not to go with him. Maybe since Batman's younger in this, they wanted a fresher voice or something. I don't know.
Well, Justin Doss asked, like, what we thought about this. I don't know. For me, it's like, well, Kevin Conroy is probably more expensive than X dude they're going to replace him with. And it's just like,
I don't know.
Another Arkham game.
I don't know him for doing anything else, so I don't know if he's, like, a really expensive voice actor or anything like that.
But, I mean, he's still Kevin Conroy. Like, he's up there. In the terms of, like, voice acting and known voices.
Yeah.
Like, he's higher than most. But, and then there's also the whole having the name Arkham in there again.
Kind of brand recognition, son.
I would prefer that they just make a new franchise.
Gotham. This one just to me seems like far more commercialized than actually them wanting to make a Batman game.
It definitely is. But that, you know, I mean, sometimes that can prove to be, it can surprise us. You know, Bioshock 2 had every reason to be fucking terrible and be a cash-in, and it wasn't. It was really good. So this may be the same.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't a huge fan of Arkham City, so hopefully they don't do that.
Yep.
But I didn't hear about this until this week, maybe this game, and it's coming out.
They've kept it
October
pretty low
25th.
Key. The first I heard was that other Arkham game that they're making for the Vita and 3DS.
Oh, Blackgate?
Arkham Origins Blackgate.
Yeah, and then I saw in that same article mention of this game, and I'm
like has there been a trailer or anything for this?
I don't think I saw a trailer, but I saw screenshots of the game. I have the game in
Batman looks neat.
Yeah, he looks cool.
Well, Batman always looks cool in those games.
I don't think he looks cool in Arkham Asylum or Arkham City. I think he looks, like, chubby and old and...
He's washed up,
he looks
man.
Gross. He just
He's
look,
too
he
old
looks
for this
nasty.
Shit.
I don't know.
I like him. He looks cartoony.
You're cartoony.
I don't
bitch.
Think
Thank you.
He looks cartoony. I don't know.
Well, I mean, his forearms are cartoony. He's got, like, fucking Popeye forearms.
Yeah.
What?
I would like it if they gave him the solid white eyes. Just go all Batman.
Animated series?
Full animated series. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not even full animated series. You don't see his pupil in the comics either, you know?
Yeah.
That looks great.
Question. What do you hope they focus on more gameplay-wise?
Focus it so it's not just kind of a crock pot of, hey, look at all these ideas, look at all the stuff you can do, do it. I want it to be like focused like Arkham Asylum was and not just
Arkham City had some
mishmash.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, Arkham City had cool stuff. It was
the
just
boss
never...
fight with Mr. Freeze was fun where you had to figure out different ways to take him down. I don't know. I mean, I do like the stealth stuff. I like getting up high and stalking people. As long as they set up cool environments to do that in. But I'm kind of sick of the whole Gears of War, like, dirty, Unreal environments. Like, I get it. Like, but Gotham shouldn't be 100% cesspool. Like, it should be kind of... It should have nice areas and different color schemes and stuff like that.
Like, yeah, this is one of the Unreal Engine games that looks like an Unreal Engine game.
Yeah.
Like, you look at Mirror's Edge and you're like, that's not Unreal Engine. Oh, wait. Yeah, it is. And then Mass Effect is Unreal Engine, but then this is just like, yeah, it's just all that dark, grimy, nasty-looking shit. And it's like,
I'm actually hoping that they lean towards more of the detective work.
Mm.
Batman is a detective, believe it or not. He's not just a super...
Yeah, but what do you mean?
Martial like, artist.
How would that translate
like
to gameplay?
Like more puzzles?
How would that translate? Yeah.
Well,
more puzzles,
finding
Professor
clues
Layton
at
stuff.
More finding clues at the crime scene. And since this is a prequel, he won't have his like his special
detective mode.
Detective eyes.
Oh, he might. Because that's supposed to replicate how intelligent he is. It's not really like a gadget.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I always thought it was just a gadget, and he was just using his vision.
I mean,
like,
I guess it has to be a gadget in some way, because you can, like, see through walls and shit.
Exactly. I'm hoping it's more like Batman's intuition and detective skills, not just his engineering skills.
I find it hard to, like, imagine a fun way to make that into gameplay. Because it sounds a lot like Metroid
Other M. L.A. Noir.
Metroid Other M, where you're fucking turning on your visor, going into first-person mode and, like, looking around until you find whatever the fuck the game wants you to look at.
Let
like,
us never speak of other monologue again.
Yeah, but, like, you know, you're saying, I want detective work, and I'm like, what does that mean? You're like, finding clues. I'm like, well, that sounds awful.
Finding clues... fucking having to interrogate criminals instead of beat up this entire group of guys and then grab this last one.
Right. And press triangle.
Like him, kind of like in the Arkham, what was the first movie? Where the guy's like, what, you don't like falafel?
Batman.
And he hangs him above the thing. He's like, where are the drugs?
Batman
shit again. Like that, where you're actually interrogating people and fucking making them scared of you. And it's like, and they're like, who is this new crime fighter in town?
Right.
I'm the Batman. And no one knows who it is.
Kinda It'll like be how, better with Kinect because you'll be able to scream, I am Batman.
when you want to scare criminals, you're just like, I am the Knight. Xbox, turn on.
I would like an open world Batman, and I know that's not what they're making, but
I thought it was gonna be all of Gotham City this time.
Well, I mean, is it?
According to the Wikipedia article.
Well, if it's just more of Arkham City, that's still not quite what I mean. Like Arkham City was
bad.
It was an open world, but like it didn't feel like. Let me know if you disagree, but. It didn't feel like you could just go down to the street and walk along the sidewalk, and it felt like a real sidewalk.
No, it just felt like Arkham Asylum, except outside.
Yeah. Well,
except everything looks so similar.
Here we go.
Everything looks the same, and, like, none of the streets look like actual streets in a city. Like, it just felt like video game Gotham, whatever.
Yeah.
Gotham Batman Arkham Origins features an expanded Gotham City.
Oh. Well, basically, what I'm getting at with that is I want to drive the Batmobile. I want to drive the Batmobile like in GTA or whatever and fucking get around. I think that's really cool. I think that gliding and all that is awesome, but it should also be, like, not limited in a way where it's like, oh, you can't use it now, but, like, limited in a way... where, like, you can't get around as quickly or as you can't get from point A to point B if point B is like super far away. You can't get there as fast as you could if you just
called your Batmobile. Well, it depends on how big they make the world.
Yeah, I know, but.
But no, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want that, but I mean, it could work.
Well, like, I mean, yeah, you could have, like, I think the way to structure that would be kind of a GTA thing where, like, there's missions or whatever. I don't know if that's the right way to go about it or not, but I'm just making this up as I go. But I don't know. I like the idea of, like, oh, the Joker's getting away in his school bus or whatever. Fucking track him down. You call your Batmobile and hop in there, and you're just smashing through Gotham trying to stop. Like, I love that idea. That sounds so cool.
Well, then it's going to show how terrible some people are at being Batman by just, like, running into civilians and... That's where that.
Batman.
For some reason, there was no civilians in the street during the Dark Knight. Figure that out.
Because the city was on lockdown.
Let's not talk about that.
The city wasn't on lockdown at that point.
No, that was when Joker was like when Joker first steals the cop car. There's like no citizens on the road.
No.
And they're in a major metropolitan city.
Yeah. Well. And also, yeah. When they're. When they're stealing Harvey Dent's, or when they're attacking Harvey Dent's safety truck or whatever, when he gets arrested.
Oh my god!
And, like they're like, and Batman like flips over the truck. Remember that? He flips over the truck
in the middle of a populated
of downtown Chicago of Gotham. There's not one person in the street while the Joker's like dancing around Batman and everything. There's no one. And that never happens.
It just seems really odd.
Boston was on lockdown a week ago, and there was no one in the street.
Yes.
I saw news reporters in the street, and then people jogging near them, and people like hanging out around them. I was like, oh.
Yeah, the difference is, Gabe, Gotham wasn't on lockdown.
Yeah, exactly. Gotham didn't have any such thing going on.
And it just... In all three of those movies, the city felt lifeless.
Yeah, I agree.
In the movie, the city felt like a set.
Christopher Nolan is the greatest director of all time.
The only legit Gotham residents you see in that whole series was like
cops. No more dead cops.
The only like lively shot of Gotham was at the very beginning. Before the bank heist, when you see the Joker from behind holding his mask, and there's just like people just going about their day in front of him and stuff, like it looks like it's they just went out on the street and started shooting. But every other time, it's just like this empty set.
Yeah, the movies all just felt like an act, just like they were taking place on a movie set.
Yeah,
which they were.
Okay,
video game.
You know what movie wasn't. Was populated at the end of the movie.
The Avengers.
There was a fucking alien invasion going on. There were still hundreds of people.
The Avengers.
Get on Joss Whedon's level, Nolan.
Well, that fucking douchebag, the DP, I think, or something for Christopher Nolan, was like talking about how the Avengers was so successful, but it was garbage. He's
really?
Like, it's like, all right, dude.
I wouldn't say that about anybody's movie.
That's such a classless move.
Like, you know,
didn't
in
Joss
the future,
Whedon say like, oh, that sucks. I'm a fan.
Yeah, yeah.
In the future, when if there's ever a possibility of that guy working with like Joss Whedon, it's like, why would you say that? Uh-huh.
Oh man, I was so mad. There's a Boston Film Festival going on, or went on a few days ago, and Much Ado About Nothing was playing. I was gonna get a ticket, but it sold out in like 10 minutes.
Get off that man's dick.
It's like
PAX. You were just on it.
Shh. Keep it secret. Keep it safe.
Joss Whedon should direct The Hobbit 2.
Oh, fuck you. You're a fucking asshole.
Probably make it better than The Hobbit.
You're an asshole.
What if they did a weird spin-off mixture of franchises and made The Hob Batman.
Where Lego
what is it?
The
what
Batman?
Is it with Peter Jackson and making three amazing or like,
amazing.
Yeah, three amazing movies and amazing. Then it's like and then King Kong was like Yeah.
I love King Kong.
Yeah. And then Lovely Bones was like, what the fuck, man?
Well, he was behind Neil Blomkamp.
King Kong was great. What the fuck, Gabe?
King Kong was okay.
King Kong was great.
Dylan, you have to accept the fact that while me and you have tastes... No, I mean, there's a lot of people,
others don't.
There's a lot of people that really didn't like King Kong.
King Kong had fantastic casting. As I was at first, I was like, what, Jack Black? Jack Black was fantastic in that movie.
I really liked him, too. I hear a lot of people that didn't.
I don't think King Kong was bad. I said it was okay.
Adrian Brody? That movie...
I don't like Adrian Brody.
Damn good casting. That movie was great.
I just have something against Adrian Brody because I watched the first half hour of The Pianist when I was like eight years old.
What's the matter, Gabe? You don't like noses?
And I just can't look at that man without feeling really sad.
Oh, you can't, Sam.
I always think of that shitty ass alien movie he made.
Oh, Splice.
Or no, Predator.
Oh, Predator.
He was in Predators.
Have you guys seen Splice?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Stupid.
The best. Splice. Have you seen it, Javi?
No, but I know all about the sex.
That movie's so funny.
He bangs his adopted science project of a daughter, and then that daughter rapes his girlfriend. What is that plot? And then kicker, the girl's pregnant with this thing.
Twist. Looks like someone's DNA's been spliced.
My friends and I were just dying when Adrian Brody just went to town on that thing.
Ew.
And then we were just shocked and appalled when that thing had
Doesn't
its way
the thing
with
become
a
progressively more human looking and hot?
Yeah. Okay. No.
No, not hot.
First part like human looking is second part, no.
I don't know. I've only seen the cover.
I mean, unless you're really into Dragon Ball because she has a tail.
Kame.
Yeah, Splice. Don't see Splice. No, see Splice, actually.
I want to see it now.
Definitely see Splice.
It's not on Netflix anymore.
I want to see a sequel to Sunlight. Sunlight 2. The
Sunshine?
Moon is going out.
Sunshine?
Yeah, Sunshine.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunshine's really good.
Sunshine 2. The moon is going out. Sunshine, we gotta restart the moon.
We gotta blow up the moon to
we
save it.
We gotta blow up the moon.
The problem with Sunshine is it doesn't make sense.
And then the last half hour sucks ass.
The last half hour does not suck
yes,
ass.
Yes, it does.
I like no, it. Does not. I like that it changed gears. I was like, wait, is this turning into a horror movie? This is turning into a horror movie! And I was like, this is awesome! I've never seen a movie do this. And then I talked to other people and they're like, that's awful. That's
I hated the last half hour.
Yeah, I'm with Javi. I like the last half hour.
I thought it was silly.
I can see that. I can see how it's silly, yeah. But whatever. I enjoyed it.
I mean, it's out of nowhere, but it's like Uncharted.
Hop.
The entire movie is one thing, and then at the end it changes.
Yeah.
I gotta get your opinion. Cool. Godzilla.
The Matthew Broderick one?
No! You fucking monster!
No!
No! There's a Godzilla coming out next year.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Is it a Japanese one or an American one?
It's an American one.
Cool. I don't really care about Japanese ones.
I don't know what else the director's done Monsters.
What?
That's it. And Power Rangers.
No, that's not good.
But it's got Bryan Cranston in it and then the kid that plays Kick-Ass.
Wow. Okay.
But seriously, Godzilla's awesome.
All right.
I hope this movie's good.
Me too. I like both of those people, so.
But not Matthew Broderick one, you fucking monster.
I like that movie.
God,
you know who gets all the shit But I say leave him alone. He makes all right. I mean, he makes a specific type of movie, and sometimes that's the kind of movie I want to watch.
Roland Emmerich?
Is Roland Emmerich, yeah. Like, I kind of want to see 2012. I know it's terrible.
Oh, no, it's awful. Don't watch it, dude. You'll just... I hate...
All his movies are the same shit. Like, Independence Day is a day after tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow, and day after tomorrow is 2012. Like, it's all about fucking fathers that fucked up, and they're trying to make up to their kids, and then the disaster.
Gotta save my son.
Yeah.
Roland Emmerich has three good movies. Well, sort of. I would never say Stargate is good, but I enjoyed Stargate.
I love Stargate.
Stargate was enjoyable. I would never say Independence Day is good, but fuck, I enjoyed that movie.
It's so good. It's fucking amazing.
The Patriot was actually good.
I never saw The Patriot.
I'll give him The Patriot.
There you go. That's one of his movies that I don't give a shit about. I don't want to. I don't really care to see at all. Like, what's the big disaster there, huh? It's all like, you could destroy a
Mel
big
Gibson's
metropolis.
Family.
Yeah.
Family.
A tidal
oh,
wave.
Best Mel Gibson movie. Okay, let's all say it at the same time. One, two, three.
What
Signs.
Signs? What the fuck's wrong with you? You fucking idiot.
What?
Signs? The movie's awful. The movie's
Signs.
So bad.
Signs is like 140 minutes of just close-up Mel Gibson reaction shots.
Swing away, Gabe.
I love how Javi gives you shit for yours, but doesn't give me shit for mine.
Well, I didn't hear you. I just said Braveheart.
Oh, I said What Women Want.
I like that movie. That movie's actually good, no joke. Think about how outdated that fucking movie is, man. Mel Gibson was like the epitome of manliness to women. Like, he was a sex symbol. Oh, man, what the fuck?
Honestly, though, Lethal Weapon 2.
Yeah, Lethal Weapon 1's awesome.
2.
All four of them are awesome, and fuck anyone who says anyone.
I can't,
otherwise.
Like, once Joe Pesci comes around, that's the third one.
What? Joe Pesci is awesome in all of them. He's in all of them.
No, he's not in the first one.
He is?
Yeah, you're right. He's from the second one. Okay. Leo gets! He gets you what you want!
I think I like... I know for sure I fucking love the first one. I think I like the second one too. I got to the third one and I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm not really.
The third one
digging.
Is the weakest.
Oh, okay.
The fourth one is still good though. I like the fourth one. It's got Chris Rock. Chris Rock provides a great dynamic.
They got way too old for this.
And then Chris Rock's like, yo, I'm fucking your daughter.
How long until they remake Lethal Weapon?
Oh, no, fuck you. It's going to have Mel Gibson and Danny Glover again.
Yeah, and Mel Gibson's going to call Danny Glover the N-word. And then that'll be the end of that.
Oh.
And be like, I'm definitely too old for this.
The second movie trumps the first one because of one moment. Where the guy
diplomatic
shoots...
immunity.
The guy shoots Riggs. And he's like, diplomatic immunity. And Danny Glover shoots him, and he's like, it's just been revoked.
No, the second one's better than the first one. I don't care what you say.
Is the second one the one with the toilet?
Yeah.
Okay, the second one's pretty good.
That is the most heartwarming scene in any movie.
I love that.
Any movie
that
ever.
That is such a good scene. And like I said, anyone who tells me that any of them after the first one are bad can go fuck themselves.
I love,
because the second one's the best.
I love how Homer Simpson says that after seeing that movie. Yeah, that's when Mel Gibson was on The Simpsons. And
Mr. Smith goes to Washington too.
And Homer tells him that your movies have inspired me to never sit on the toilet without checking it for bombs. No, <that's> like,
oh man,
so great.
Seriously, I love all four of those. Those are all good. While Lethal Weapon has been consistently good, Die Hard has slowly gone into the poop chute.
I think
Die Hard
you can't,
great,
Die Hard's,
awful,
Die Hard
solid,
hasn't been a steady decline.
Good.
It's all Die Hard 1, fucking amazing. Die Hard 2 pretty bad. Awful. I did not like it. Die Hard 3, it was alright. Die Hard 4, I fucking loved it, but it's nothing like what it started as.
Mm-hmm. And then 5, terrible.
5 is fucking abysmal. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
40-minute chase scene that you get so bored during that you forgot what they're running from.
You have no idea what's going on. No context.
I've never experienced that before. I've never experienced getting so bored during an action scene that I forgot what was happening.
Well, like, you know, I at first I explain it to people who haven't seen it. I'm like, so the movie starts and there's just an explosive chase scene and it keeps going on and then you realize what's happening? Who's chasing who? What the fuck is this? And people have said, well, isn't that like every James Bond movie? And I'm like,
no.
You know
no,
what?
You
no,
go
because
fuck
James
yourself.
Bond cuz James Bond has like pacing. For example, Skyfall, like yeah, it's a chase scene. That's how it starts. Oh, there's a chase scene and you don't know what's going on and then you have M say what? You have M talking to Moneypenny, and Moneypenny is like, "Oh, they have the codes. We gotta get the codes." And she's like, "Stop them!" So now you know the stakes. That little exchange tells you everything you need to know. But Die Hard didn't do any of that.
Die Hard 5, it's just
not only that.
Kablammo!
James Bond had pacing. Yeah. It wasn't 40 bland minutes.
And characterization, like. James Bond was fun to root for and watch, and Die Hard was just soulless.
I'm on vacation.
Man, they tried so hard.
I'm going to Russia on vacation. I'm on vacation. My son is there.
I guess I'm going to Russia.
Fuck that movie, man. Fucking Bruce Willis in every movie sounds like he just doesn't want to be there. He's like Harrison Ford. Yeah. I don't really want to be there, but I got work part-time.
Part-time.
Wait. You're a teacher?
Part-time.
Part-time.
Why did they use that take? You know, the worst one.
Dude, so I watched this show, Dinner for Five or whatever, today.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's one with, what was it, Mark Hamill? He was talking about working with George Lucas, and he's like, I had all these ideas, you know, for, like, the lightsaber, you know, me and the stuntman, we were like, oh, what if we did this, and it would require us to not hold it with two hands, and Lucas was like, no,
oh, yeah, it's
no.
gonna be too heavy.
Yeah,
blah,
it's,
blah, blah.
It has to be like a giant broadsword, you have to hold it with both hands. And he's like, any idea you had, like, oh, what if I did this scene like this?
Was shot down instantly.
Yeah, yeah. And then he's like, now, that's why Harrison would just look at me and be like, don't tell George what you're going to be doing. Just do it. Just do it and hope he doesn't notice.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny because, like, you can just imagine when that line, I love you, and he says, I know. Like, I wonder if George was just like, I hope every as long as everybody thinks that I wrote that. And it's okay.
Well, George had little to do with this fifth one.
That's true.
Yeah, that's why it's his least favorite movie.
Right.
It's his least favorite of the whole series is Empire Strikes Back, which is
silly.
Like, what? Why? That's everyone's favorite.
Yeah, silly.
It's every
he
smart
had
one's
the
favorite.
Least to do with that one because Irvin Kershner saved that fucking movie.
Save that franchise. Well, no, he didn't. He couldn't save it.
Well, you think, you say that he saved it, but A New Hope was really good. Like I like.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Saved it was the wrong word because I realized after that movie is when everything just gets bad.
Quality so through hardship.
Yeah.
Not quality through having everything handed to you.
Yeah.
When they realize they had a hit on their hand, Return of the Jedi, Phantom Menace, the Attack of the Clones. I forgot the name.
Mm-hmm.
Revenge of the
Sith. Well, what was funny, that whole conversation, Dinner for Five thing, J.J. Abrams was at the table. Like, that show is five celebrities just having dinner and shooting the shit.
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams is at the table, and this was like 4 years ago. He has no idea that he's going to be in charge of Star Wars. It was really cool. It was really surreal watching that.
I think J.J. Abrams can do a good job.
Yeah, I think he's going to do a great job.
I mean, it's not going to be like a character-driven thing, but it'll be fun.
He's proved, I mean, if we really have to have George Lucas's style.
What style? CGI?
Shit.
Green screen?
Oh god, if they do practical special effects, I will suck J.J. Abrams' cock. No, I won't, but still. god. Fucking hell. But no, J.J. Abrams is completely capable of doing a good science fiction movie. I mean, look at I'm not gonna use Star Trek. Oh, I will use Star Trek, actually, because Star Trek is better Star Wars than Star Wars was. I was gonna use, 8 Mile. What was that fucking movie?
8 Mile.
Super 8.
Super 8. I kept thinking of that Cloverfield. Shitty Nicolas Cage movie.
8 Millimeter. Oh, I've never seen a snuff film. I'm freaked out.
Oh, god. Okay, we spend a lot of time talking about movies.
Oh, yeah.
Let's... A lot better.
I have a lot more to say about movies than I do about
movies.
Yeah, movies
are so much more interesting than games right now.
Right now, yeah. We've just been talking about games for 5 years.
I just have so much more to say about movies.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Let's start a movie podcast.
We should do a movie podcast.
I've wanted to for fucking ever.
Hey, we have like about 100 listeners every week. If you enjoyed our show or our conversation, let us know if you'd like a movie podcast in addition to a.
Me and Gabe can argue why an ensemble cast is better than one star.
What?
I love ensemble. Joss Whedon being really good with ensemble casts, and we were just arguing this.
I would argue that with superheroes, I feel like ensembles cheapens a lot, or can take away from a lot of the characters, because you can't give everybody their time to shine when you have. Joss Whedon's really good at balancing that, but I don't know. Like, if you look at the X-Men movies. They're really Wolverine movies. That's all they are.
Oh, yeah. They're Wolverine and Jean Grey.
And that doesn't make them bad. It just means that, like, if you're a big Cyclops guy, well, it's like, well, too bad.
Look at Justice League. That's going to have to be an ensemble, because is this going to be the Superman and Batman movie?
Isn't it Zack Snyder directing that one, too?
Don't tell me that.
I think they're just trying to figure... I mean, that might...
Oh, no, if Superman does well, then they're going to offer it to Zack Snyder.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And after that last trailer, everyone's all fucking pumped.
It's gonna do well. It's going to do well. I mean, the problem with Bryan Singer's Superman is it looked boring. It looked boring. Like
what? Superman Returns?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I never saw that one. I just saw the Kevin Spacey clip.
Well, but you look at it and you're like, eh. Like it looked clean. It looked
There's
like Christopher
a bullet
Reeves.
Hitting his eye.
Yeah,
and it's the most boring scene in the movie.
And so, Zack Snyder knows how to make beautiful-looking and crazy-looking action and shit, and that's what you're seeing in the trailers, and everybody's going to go see Superman. So it's going to do well. Whether or not it's going to be good is another question. But I think
didn't the last Superman do well? It was just
I don't think
really
so.
Rated poorly?
I think it did okay.
Yeah, I think it did fine.
But it was just rated so bad because it was a pile of donkey doo-doo shit that made the third Superman look good. And that has Richard Pryor in it.
Wrong!
I love Richard Pryor, but... he's not... Ooh, superhero movie. He's got no place, man.
What do you think what movie are you looking forward to most this year?
This year?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. After seeing those trailers of Pacific Rim, I'm really looking forward to that.
I watched Pacific Rim and then Fast and Furious 6 trailers just back-to-back, and I think my mind just exploded with testosterone.
I don't...
That's a good question.
See, I want to say Iron Man 3, but that comes out... That's out this week, so... Yeah. So, saying that might be I saw it, so I'm not excited for it anymore.
Isn't that Old Boy remake coming out?
I don't care.
I'm not
about
excited
that.
For that.
No, but... not at all.
That was just a question.
I'm thinking Pacific Rim after seeing that trailer. That or maybe Star Trek. I can't.
Oh, yeah, Star Trek is probably going to be really good. Thor 2 is on its way, too.
Is it?
This summer. Yeah, the trailer's out. I don't know if you saw it.
Ooh, Riddick!
I want so badly for that to be good, not because I'm a big Riddick fan, but I like Vin Diesel so much. Like, I want him to succeed. And so want that to be good.
The previous Riddick movie was so entertaining, but it was so terrible. It was so
Chronicles of Riddick? Or Pitch Black?
Can you believe that was fucking Carl Urban in that in Riddick and Chronicles of Riddick? Carl Urban.
We should watch that movie again. That movie's so stupid.
Yeah.
What are they? The
Necromongers.
Necromongers. In the Necromongers. You keep what you kill.
Did we watch that together?
No.
I feel like we did.
We might as well.
No, we did. We should, though.
Yeah.
Man, where's the Anacondas franchise been?
I don't know. Motherfucker.
We need to watch Anacondas Hunt for
Blood
Orchid.
As a man who is deathly afraid of snakes, I love Anacondas Hunt for Blood Orchid.
Me and Javi have that movie memorized.
Yes. Dylan, we're not going to waste when you come up for PAX. We're going to watch. We're going to set aside 2 hours to watch some Anacondas. God damn it.
No. 4 hours. Hunt for Blood Orchid and then Chronicles of Riddick.
It's going to be glorious.
Oh my god. There's not that many good-looking movies coming out this year.
Yeah, this year is actually kind of dry.
Oh, Sarah, now, if any of our listeners are at PAX, you're invited to my place to watch all those things with us. My place will be walking distance from the convention center, so...
Wait, really?
Yeah, I'm moving in with Rach.
Oh, Rachel's
It's like 15 minutes
away. Yeah.
Hopefully my place will be existent, too.
See,
yeah,
Gabe
will be
across
the hall.
I was planning on eating all of Fozzie's food.
I don't know where Fozzie might live close to us too, so like me, Rach, and Gabe and Fozzie will all be like in the same area maybe.
Yeah, I actually gotta plan out my trip still. I gotta take the time off, and I was like, I don't know where I'm gonna stay.
Well, if I have a place, Ryan and his buddies might be staying there. I don't know if I'll have a place though. Speaking of me having a place, if anyone listening is in Seattle and you know anything about a possible job, you know a guy who needs one.
I do. No, I'm just kidding. I got money.
Yeah, I need help getting a job over there. So, keep your ears open, listeners.
Yay.
If you're around Seattle.
Oh, should we go to questions now?
Yeah, I mean,
I think we've movied ourselves out. Well, we haven't, but we've movied the podcast out. They're going to be like, I came here for video games. I'm getting fucking... Shit! People talk about fucking Neil Blomkamp!
Funny thing, all our questions are from Prototype, other than Justin Doss's, but we answered that one at the beginning. And some of Prototype's are about movies and TV.
Yes!
Most of them are just silly, so... I don't know anything about this first one. What are your opinions of the game dev tycoon's attempt on screwing over pirates? I don't know anything about that. But I do know that whenever developers try to screw over pirates, it usually doesn't work for screwing over the pirates and just screws over the people who buy the game.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. I cannot comment on that.
I'm looking it up right now.
While Dylan does that, if the Wii U had an exclusive Domino's app, would you buy it, even if no games come out for it in 2013?
Would I buy a Wii for a fucking Domino's
app?
No. I have one on my phone.
What is your current TF2 hat count? I don't know what my hat count is, but I looked at my TF2 backpack value today, and it was like $362.
Oh. Okay, so apparently the game... You're a game studio in-game.
Okay.
And if you pirate the game, well, shortly after the game starts, people pirate your game and you go out of business.
Well, that's clever.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Too bad it doesn't ever work.
Yeah, like if you can figure that out, then what's stopping these companies from just having that in place to make their game not work? That doesn't make sense.
I still stand by my favorite anti-piracy method being in Mirror's Edge, where there was like some like specific way to find out if you pirated the game. I don't know how well it worked, but it was designed so that on the third level where you had to run away from a helicopter, all you could do was walk. So you would just die over and over. In your opinion, the best shows on TV?
The best shows? I don't really watch TV other than Game of Thrones and Doctor Who.
Number one is a tie between Breaking Bad and Parks and Rec. And then close number two is Game of Thrones.
Hey, I watched the last three episodes of Community and really, really liked them. Just saying.
This season?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go through them. I'm just not watching them now. I'll go through them later.
Yeah, I literally don't watch TV other than... I think I occasionally get to catch Top Gear, but normally I'm still at work.
Yeah, the last Game of Thrones episode was really good.
So. I don't watch any TV, really.
Archer's pretty good.
Yeah, once summer hits and all my shows are not on, I don't watch TV.
Hey man, Breaking Bad's gonna be on.
I've missed the first half of this season, so I'm gonna have to wait.
Well, I mean, you can watch it, like, now.
Can I?
Yes.
Dylan didn't know about HBO Go. He's like, well, I missed all these Game of Thrones episodes. I'm like, dude!
Oh, I have them recorded on my DVR.
Oh.
That's how I do it. I just record what I want to watch on the DVR and then watch it on the weekends.
Like gonna wreck it.
Yeah.
Gonna wreck it.
Yep.
Wreck-It Ralph wasn't very good. Yeah, I said it.
I liked bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I did too, but...
I still haven't seen it, but from what it sounded like people were saying was that they liked it because it was, like, video game. Me.
I actually
like. That's not why I'm gonna like a movie.
I liked.
Yeah, like it felt like a gimmick. Like it felt like a fine family film. Like it wasn't very good, but it was okay. It was like Monsters Inc. to me. Like I don't really care about Monsters.
Oh, I love Monsters Inc.
Eh. Well,
but I
like. Wait, you don't like Monsters Inc.?
I don't think Monsters Inc. belongs anywhere near like the likes of Toy Story or the Incredibles or anything like that. Like, I think Monsters, Inc. is okay. I don't love it at all. Like, I have no...
See, that's how I feel about Finding Nemo.
And, yeah, I feel that way, too, about Finding Nemo.
Like, I enjoy Finding Nemo, but it's no Monsters, Inc.
And kind of what... while I liked Up, I wasn't as crazy about it as everyone else was.
I think
Up's
only
better than WALL-E. I'm not nearly as crazy about WALL-E as everybody else is.
I could see why someone wouldn't be into WALL-E all that much, but that movie, like, just visually is so beautiful. And I'm not just saying, like, the graphics are so good. I'm saying, like, the design and the color scheme and just the way it's all put together. I love looking at WALL-E.
I hate when people talk to me about WALL-E and they're like, but the message is so good. It's like, fuck messages. If you want a message, go watch Birdemic. Like, who cares? Just watch a movie to watch a movie.
Well, no, I don't think it's fair to, like, just disregard, like, a movie for some of its content. Like, cause that is important. I mean,
it's a big part of the movie, but I'm not, like, I don't relate that.
Right, it doesn't.
To, like, the quality of it. Like, I see that the message is there. And it's like,
are we all in agreement, though, that The Incredibles is the best Pixar movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Just damn making sure. I haven't seen The Incredibles in, like, 6 years.
Where is my super suit?
God, that movie's so good. Fuck.
And that's the one that didn't get a sequel. Monsters, Inc. getting
a
sequel.
See, I didn't
prequel,
think...
I guess.
No, the biggest crime is Cars got a sequel. Cars got made. And Cars is getting a sequel.
Look, Cars is okay, but that's another movie that's like very vanilla. It's like it's fine. It's ice cream, but
I hate it. I hate it.
How did we get on the topic of Pixar?
I don't know.
Who cares? Did you guys see Brave?
Yeah. I thought it was decent.
Really boring.
I like Brave more than fucking.
Monsters, Inc.
Don't you say don't it, motherfucker.
I don't think I like it more than Monsters,
John
Inc.
John Goodman's in Monsters, Inc. And Billy Crystal.
Brave felt like a Disney movie, not a Pixar movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Definitely.
Yeah. Except for I like Tangled way more than Brave. I like Tangled a lot.
Actually. I never saw Tangled.
I didn't like Tangled.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought it was good. I didn't like Tangled.
Dude, when's the next like Disney like 2D animated movie coming out?
Dude, they got me hyped up on Princess and the Frog.
That was so bad.
I hated like Princess and the Frog.
I really didn't like
it. And I was like, oh man, it's a return to Disney 2D animation. Oh my god, I fucking hate this.
No, I knew from I knew from the trailers. Like I had a bad feeling. Saw the trailer and it's all like trying to pretend to be all like beautiful and magical and has that fucking witch or whatever going, this is gonna be good.
No.
And I was like, no, this is not gonna be good.
Come on. Just give me a goddamn sequel to The Great Mouse Detective. God.
It's called Sherlock, Dylan, and it's on Netflix.
What's up?
It's called Sherlock, and it's on Netflix.
Sherlock is good. Mm-hmm. Oh, Radican. Oh, Radican.
I can't believe The Incredibles has just been, like, shunned out like it has been. No one who, like, talks about it.
I don't know if it's been shunned, but I think it's... Well, what do you mean, by Pixar or by people?
Yeah, like, by Pixar and by people. Like, there are some people that still acknowledge it.
I don't know if it's been shunned out by people, by Pixar.
It's not nearly as talked about as Finding Nemo.
Yeah. Like, that took me by surprise. Like, well, what happened with me is The Incredibles, like, trailers and stuff, I had no interest in seeing that movie. Like, it's like, oh, it's a superhero that got fat. I don't care. Well, like, you know, that's, like, remember the teaser? He's, like, sitting there trying to put on, like, button his pants, and he fucking can't, and he's, like, falling all over his room and shit, and it's all The Incredibles. I had no interest in seeing that. I was like, fuck that, and I didn't see it in theaters. I heard it was good, which I expected. It's a Pixar movie, but, like, I saw that teaser, and I'm like, eh, whatever. And then I ended up going over to my buddy Antho's house, and he's like, you should watch The Incredibles. We just picked it up. I'm like, okay. We watched it, and I was like, God, this is really good. Like, really good. And literally, after leaving his house, I went by Walmart and bought myself a copy. I'm like, I want to own this. This is great.
And The Incredibles also has the most violent death in any children's movie.
Are you sure about that? The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
A man getting sucked into an airplane turbine.
Yeah, I saw that in Die Hard 2. Wasn't anything special. That came out in 1992.
I saw that in Captain America, PG-13.
Wait, which Hunchback of Notre Dame death?
The last one, the priest guy that falls off into the burning hellfire.
Dude, I haven't seen that movie in so long. I had that on Laserdisc when I lived in Singapore. That was the one movie we owned on Laserdisc.
What was his name in Tarzan? Clayton gets hung?
What?
Yeah.
Scar gets eaten by hyenas alive?
Yeah.
Man, that's some gruesome shit.
Oh, and Up, the guy, like, falls off the blimp, doesn't he?
I don't remember. I don't like that movie as much as everyone else.
I didn't like that movie very
much
either. I
have seen it twice.
Like, the opening 10 minutes are so good that like, I feel obligated to say I kind of like the movie, but I really don't other than that. Like, if that opening 10 minutes was not in the movie and it just started with him as an old man and there's a little boy and shit, I'd be like, this fucking movie sucks.
All the moments in the movie that are, like, supposed to really hit you hard emotionally and stuff, those are all great. Those are good. The rest of the movie, I'm just like, eh.
I like the dog. He's all like, hi, I'm Buddy, and I like to squirrel. Like, that was funny. That was a funny little joke. I don't know.
Ash dying was the best moment in any movie ever.
Oh, man. I cried like a baby. No joke.
Oh, wait, in Pokemon?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And when Pikachu's trying to bring him back.
Yeah. Like, trying to shock him back to life. Ah.
What is this? Bruh.
Bruh.
Tell me, what are we fighting for? We have got to end this war.
The end of the Pokemon movie is probably the most backward shit in any movie.
Pokemon weren't meant to fight.
It's just
like
Pokemon
this.
Fighting each, like, clones of Pokemon, and for some reason, that's not the same as Pokemon fighting Pokemon.
Because they're not using their abilities. They're just punching each other. I mean, what hurts more? Getting slapped in the face like a bitch or getting zapped by lightning?
Like a bitch.
No, okay, that song that plays, Brother, My Brother, is one of the great YouTube videos to look at the comments for.
Oh, yeah?
Like this if you cry every time. Yeah, like...
this song should play at the same time all around the world. It'd do a world of good.
Dude, what the fuck, man?
Me and Gabe went on an adventure with Sonic songs and their comments.
This is how auto-tuning should be used. Prototype finally asks, are any of you planning on seeing Iron Man 3?
No!
Oh yeah.
I don't have anybody to see it with.
Let's go, Dylan. Fly over here.
Alright.
Fly over here. It's cheaper.
It's true.
No, it's not. It'll probably be about the same.
No, it's $200 to fly to Seattle. It's $400 to fly to...
$300.
Yeah, act like I don't have money.
Dylan, come see it with both of us.
Fly to... Yeah. Fly game
fly me
here.
To Seattle. Yeah.
Go over there.
Oh my god, it's a Brother, My Brother, Naruto AMV.
No.
Imagine this Naruto fighting Sasuke.
I know what I'm doing after the podcast.
Listening to that song.
Liking this. Because I cry every time.
Oh my god, can somebody please end this show?
Alright, get your ass in here!
Alright. That has been... Episode 87 of Game Over Nation. If you hated this, let us know in the comments below. If you love this, let us know in the comments below. Yeah!
Go check out our website at GameOverNation.com and give us a like on Facebook at Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Also, there's a YouTube channel, which is pretty neat. It's youtube.com/GameZeroVERNation. Pretty cool stuff there. Mm-hmm. Twitter, twitter.com/GameOverNation. And then us are, what is it, JaviG0N, Dilanosaurus, and RabbitWombat9. Ryan's Airstrike Rhino, but he's not here, so fuck him.
Yep. He's probably fucking robots right now.
Ryan doesn't watch any movies.
Yeah, Ryan.
Ryan,
he's a weird guy.
He only watches. Ryan is weird. He only watches sports, but not all sports. Just Texas sports.
He's not a fan of sports. He's just a fan of Texas.
Oh no. Okay, I guess that's it.
I suppose
that's pretty much it.
Goodbye.